trash.
Billy Joel concert was on CBS last night. I forgot about that thing. Viewers in the Central and the Eastern time zones, some of them not happy last night. They had the concert interrupted. This is in the middle of the big sing-along, the Piano Man song, you know? Billy's big song, you know, probably some people are passively watching this thing. Oh, here comes the Piano Man. All right, turn it up. Turn up the Piano Man. And while the Piano Man, they were belting that one out, at CBS affiliates in the Central and Eastern time zones, for some reason, in the middle of it, they broke away for a news break.
The piano sounds like a bubble, and the microphone sounds like a beer.
Live from CBS 4, this is your news now.
Yeah, that's and they sit at the news desk with...
That's how it went down for a lot of people. I don't know that that happened in this part of the country, but it did in the Central and Eastern time zones. And so that was Billy's 100th Madison Square Garden show celebration. Jerry Seinfeld introduced him. Sting was a guest performer. And Billy, he did go for the high notes. He was preparing everyone, though.
There's some high notes in this next song, which if I don't hit, you're going to go, oh, he can't sing to save his... It's okay. I give you permission to grimace and make noise if I don't hit the notes. Anyway, just wish me luck.
I'm only willing to hear you cry.
This is The Innocent Man.
I'm an innocent man.
And he does get high on this one.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice. I've seen stand-ins do that for him before.
Yeah, last time I saw him, it was women. It was a group of women vocalists who sang that part.
The spotlight hits the other side of the stage, and one other dude does this.
And he admits it, and he would tell you that he's not going for those notes, so I'm surprised he did it. He can still do it, and that's pretty good. Pretty good there, old Billy Joel. Okay, this guy, back in the news. A name you haven't heard in a long time, John Wayne Bobbitt. 30 years later. That was 30 years ago when...
Not everything was 30 years ago.
Lorena
Kurt
got
Cobain,
her.
OJ, Lorena Bobbitt.
So he's in again for once again, back in the news for having something chopped off. John Wayne Bobbitt is now 57 years old, and he's going to have some toes that are going to have to go, like all of his toes.
Oh.
He lost all 10 of his toes. He has something called toxic peripheral polyneuropathy, which he says he got when he was in the Army at Camp Lejeune, and he says he got it at the base there. And
so he can only count to 11 instead of 21.
Well, he can't even use the little toes anymore.
No.
Huh? Those things are all gone. He's hoping to get a sizable settlement from the U.S. government. He believes he was poisoned. Vinyl chloride existed at unsafe levels in the water at that camp for 35 years. And he says, now listen to this, he's going to tie it into the whole Lorena thing. He says that affected his cognitive health, leading to some of his problems with Lorena Bobbitt. He cheated, right? Didn't he cheat on her? Wasn't that the thing? And that's why she got mad and did the deal.
I
think it was something like that.
I remember he did like a radio tour, and he would come around to stations and stuff like that and sign knives and stuff.
And it's tax day. And we remember Willie Nelson on tax day. I mean, Willie's still with us, but he's the guy, one of the first names that comes to mind when you talk about tax problems. Willie went on that IRS tour. He owed, it was over $10 million to the government years ago. And so he went out there and toured the country to try to pay. And they, they took a lot of his assets and they auctioned it off. But Willie had a lot of really good friends. And a lot of his friends bought that stuff that was auctioned off. And then they just gave it back to him. And one of his best friends was the former University of Texas football coach, Darrell Royal, who bought like a club. It was like some country club.
Yeah,
that Willie
okay,
owned.
I remember that.
Yeah, that club. yeah, a country club.
Yeah.
And Willie, I think, did some recordings there and stuff. So anyway, Daryl Royal bought that and gave it back to Willie. And then Daryl Royal also, what they really wanted, the IRS wanted to get their hands on Willie's guitar Trigger, because they knew that would bring...
And he'd hide it at people's houses,
wouldn't
he? Bring a
lot of money. Daryl Royal was one of the guys who hung on to Trigger, and they and Daryl, they figured, hey, listen, they're not going to go, even if they know the sainted Texas football coach has Willie's guitar, they're not going to dare go to his house and demand that he give up the guitar.
And so, you'll know which one is Trigger because it's the one with the holes in it. It's been used so much.
Yeah, yeah. All right, we'll close the trash with, I think we got some Jimmy Fallon over here.
Some big entertainment news. Gary the Golden Bachelor and his wife Teresa just announced that they are getting a divorce. After don't laugh that loud. Come on, this is... After just 3 months of marriage. Yeah. You could tell the relationship was in trouble a few weeks ago when Gary turned off his hearing aids. You know, hang on. Gary, are you listening to me? Gary said, even with all the glaucoma, I saw this coming.